Now, I know you can hear the smile all in my voice because I am grinning from ear to ear and ready to invite you to join me for the Mavens Making Money Moves. Now, this event was curated to help you improve your financial wellness, and I'm excited to be one of the speakers for the day to help you get your money up. Yes, I'm here for you, honey. So go ahead and secure your seat for this digital event. Yes, I said digital, for October 10th, for a half a day of great speakers and amazing content. Now, registration is going to close on September 30th, so I need y'all to go ahead and head down to the show notes. Click on the link or go ahead and type in myrashaw.com/money moves in order to get your ticket now and reserve that seat. That's myrashaw.com/money moves. And y'all know I'm all about learning by example and not a bunch of bull, and this is no different. This digital experience was created to help you improve your financial wellness by gaining funding resources, resetting your financial plans for your business, reducing your debt with technology and apps, gaining information on real estate investing and financial planning, networking with advisors, mentors, and fellow mavens, and also leaving equipped to make empowered financial decisions. Now, who you know don't need that? So not only do you need to sign up, go ahead and make sure you send this link out and get all your girls and everyone else to sign up for this. The experience day will also include an interactive beauty lounge, music, and giveaways announced throughout the event. And again, registration closes on September 30th, so join me by securing your seat at myrashaw.com/money moves. That's myrashaw.com/money moves. I can't wait to see you at this amazing digital event. You won't want to miss it. What is up, y'all? It's your girl, Dr. Nina, and I am so excited to be here with you. Yes, I mean, who would have thought I had a podcast, let alone a season two? So this is the season two opener, and yeah, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step to, but I left you with a bunch of episodes, some YouTube videos, and some other things to catch up on. So hopefully, y'all not too mad at your girl, because we got a bomb and fire season two planned for you. And today we're going to discuss being dope, or what I say is destined to obtain prosperity and everything. And now is not the time to throw the year in the trash. We're going to pick that thing up and dust it off. We just have to look at it differently, right? We have to really change our thought process when it comes to thinking about how this year is shaping up. We can focus on leveling up while having a little more space to grow and achieve with less distractions from the outside world. So I hope y'all are willing to take that journey with me. I'm your host, Dr. Nina Ellis Hervey, a licensed clinical and school psychologist in the states of Texas and Louisiana, a nationally certified school psychologist, a licensed specialist in school psychology, a certified professional life coach, a clinic director, and also an associate and tenured professor. And this is the Now That's Life podcast. And while I want this podcast to be a helpful and a great resource to you, it is not meant to be a substitution for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. So as you all know, I absolutely enjoy hearing from you. All of your emails, all of your messages, everything you've been sending me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, please continue. I really love that. And if you do post something from the show, make sure that you tag me. I am collecting all of these posts and making sure that I run them through my stories. I am so excited to have you guys here, and you have provided a level of comfort that you will never understand. It's just such an amazing feeling to have you all and to have you be there for and with me, and me be there for you. So I also want want to tell you guys to join us in the free private mentorship group on Facebook, which is a place for individuals to grow, develop, and level up in their daily lives. I wanted to make sure that we had a place to not only correspond with me, corresponding with you all, or you corresponding with me, but for you all to be able to correspond with some of the other audience members who may have similar interests, goals, thoughts, desires, and things that we can all learn and grow from. So make sure that you check the show notes in order to request to join. It's a nice little private group, and I think you'll enjoy it. And before we dive into this topic, I want to also say thank you for joining me again for season 2 of this podcast. I couldn't have dreamed it any better or any different. I never saw myself having a podcast. It was just a goal that I wanted. And now that I have had it and it's been pretty successful and you guys have been here for the ride, I know that it's needed. So I had to come back with a season 2, and I'm coming back guested up. Yes, I say guested. There's going to be a lot of great and valuable knowledge this time, because there's going to be even more guests to share knowledge, principles, values, all types of great things and nuggets with you all in order to help you in this journey. I have everyone from people in relationships that are married, those that are not, those that have been through divorces, mothers, single women, fathers. I have so much here for you guys from all walks of life, and I cannot wait for you all to be able to taste and see. But today is around me introducing you to this season. And with that said, I also want to invite you all to be a part of the show. So if you come to the Anchor platform and my podcast here, leave me a voice message with your questions that may be shared on the show. All you have to do is come to the page where my podcast is. And it has a button for voice message, and you push that and leave me a voice message. There will also be many guests this season, so I'm so excited, but I wanted to make sure that you all would be a part of the show as well. So if you record there and you're not shy, your questions or comments may be included in the show throughout the season. So if you're feeling good about it, go ahead and do it. And I also want to make you aware of an upcoming segment that I will be allowing you all to get to know my amazing guests even better, y'all. So I believe that all the people that I have on the show embody the word dope. And you guys see that in the title of today's episode, and that's destined to obtain prosperity in everything. And guests will have the opportunity to allow you to see just how amazing they are and how they offer that piece of them to the world daily through their spirit, personality, work, and their bright light. And I also want to hear from you guys on how you're destined to obtain prosperity in everything. I'm going to be posting those comments that you have, and also using any sound clips that you send me. So go ahead, get in here, all right? So let's go ahead and shake up and get into those meats and potatoes of this whole lesson that I'm driving today. Let me say that we all possess our own level of dopeness, but our drive, our desire, our delivery, and our lack of seeing our own destiny steps in the way. And 2020 ain't no different. Yes, I said ain't. And I know this topic doesn't seem like the most sweetly wrapped, sugar-coated, and beautifully packaged thing to talk about. And the times we are in have helped me to review my own life. Like, think about my situations that I've been in that have been far from perfect, and where I had to remind myself of my strengths and pledge to sharpen my weaknesses. This time is no different. I feel like we're right there, and all of us are learning and growing and also figuring out who and what we are during this time. I hear so many people again talking about this thing, talking about 2020 and throwing it in the trash, but we don't have to. Not so. Not right now. We still dope out here. But if you let go too soon, you'll find yourself in the same situations, in the same places that you find yourself at the end of every year. And this one, we don't want it to crash and burn. We definitely want to make use of the time that we have available to us, because now is the time to step up. Now, in the time that we don't have all the worldly distractions, we can make use of that time. So I've heard so many excuses lately about time making it impossible to make any changes that we know that we wanted, that we should. Those things that we've said we're going to set out to do. And right now, because of everything that's happening in the world, I'm finding that more people are finding more reasons not to seek out those goals or finish what they've started. But many times it's easy to become complacent with hoping for the best in our lives that we just forget to make the best happen. So we're so easy to think, you know, I really want this. I really want that. But, oh, it could never happen for me. But you'll never know unless you push forward in that. And I encourage you all to try that out. But right now, many of us are talking about what we will do when things like this, when the world opens back up, when we lose weight, when we go back to school, when we're in a relationship, when we insert the thing here, whatever that is. Y'all, I'm not sitting up here saying that it's always going to be so easy and so beautiful, so simple, and we're going to get it every time. I'm not saying that at all. I've had my share of ups and downs during this time as well, and I am not afraid to admit it. But what I will say is there's no reason to make excuses for coming up short. And even though the year wants to show out, so can you. And you can go harder with what it is you want and you can plan for what you want. But you don't have to wait on the world to be perfect before you do that. Because before all of this happened, newsflash, it was not perfect out here. Okay. But hoping is not the way to achieve what it is we want. It's a process and it takes even the down times to make it a reality. You're going to go through many things. You're going to see ups and downs. You're going to see mountain peaks and you're going to see valleys. But it doesn't make it the time for you to give up on yourself. You know, just because everything is not aligned the way that you think it should be, just because the stars are not shining brightly in the sky, a lot of times those are the times they build our character. They teach us the most about life. They give us the most to look forward to. And look, what goes down must come up. I know y'all done heard the other way around, but let's be real here. What goes down must come up. So right now, while we're mostly in, it gives us opportunities to make changes that we've wanted to, that we just haven't. And this time gives us the chance to focus on the things we have been laying to the side, delaying and failing to give our love to. What I can say, y'all, is there are many things I've been pledging to focus on and I've been suggesting to others around me who ask for the advice as well. Right now is the best time to review exactly what our difficulty is and desire to change whatever is prohibiting us from achieving our goals. So what I'm saying here is just making sure that you're really focusing on what's held you back, even when the world was in the quote unquote perfect condition. There's something stepping in your way. Is it you? Is it life and the way you've allowed it to be set up? Is it prioritizing your time? Is it taking time for you? Is it carving out what's necessary? This is the time to make those changes while you have even the slightest bit of little to no distractions. And while I know that many people are in the house with significant others, children, lots of other things, you still don't have a lot of the outside busyness that has been keeping you away from home and keeping you from achieving certain things that you've wanted for yourself. So priorities and prioritizing is key at this time. Right now, we can hide and protect our goals and our dreams without all those interruptions or opinions. Remember, we're still kind of social distancing, and I won't say kind of, was supposed to be social distancing. So that also saves you from the mouths of others that may have been a discouragement to you or listening to you, but telling you what you should and should not do. You have an excuse to be away from those things now, unless you're finding yourself finding those things. You really don't have to. You have an excuse for that. That's the only excuse we're going to prove right now. So if you're saying you want a romantic relationship, even in these times, it's not enough to just want it. What resources are you using? Have you checked out your network? Have you joined any dating sites? Have you joined online groups? Are you still putting your best foot forward in the times you do step out in the world? And what I mean by that is just because we behind these masks, ain't time for these bonnets and all of that out in the streets and bedclothes. we need to be stepping out and doing what we say it is that we want to do. We still have to make time, make use of the time that we have available to us. It's not enough to just want it. It's more than enough, however, to work towards it. Now, if you're saying you want to step up your self-care game, have you searched for free resources that show you how to do that? Have you carved out time for yourself? Have you invested even a little of your resources into making a routine for yourself? Are you exercising, still dressing yourself daily, treating your body, your mind, and your spirit well? Are you feeding yourself? And I'm not just talking food or physical food. I'm talking about the various things that we can do for ourselves in order to make sure that we feel our best, that we are our best, that we perform our best. We still have to do that for ourselves. The worst thing that we could do is really not take care of those things during those times. And then when it is time to come back outside to play, we have really messed along the time. And then we have to play catch up once the world is in this quote unquote perfect condition, which we know does not exist. So right now, more than ever, we have to intervene on the problem and develop a plan for our next steps to success. We should also ensure that we check ourselves daily to assure that we're following through with the changes that we have decided to carry out, holding ourselves accountable. Now is the time to practice that. I know a lot of us and a lot of people that write into me say that they're going to make these changes and they need something or someone to help them make them. But a lot of us haven't looked to ourselves. When we want something, we do it. When we say we're going to do something that we really want, look at your life. You do it. So don't speak into existence what you know you won't carry out. I'm challenging you. This is Dr. Nina speaking to you. I'm challenging you, and I'm challenging myself as well. Like I said, this is me included, y'all. So many people believe I've done so much in my life. And while I'm blessed, I know there's still so much that I want. I'm still growing and I'm still doing. I've told God the desires of my heart, but the work is what I know must be seen for me to be worthy of those outcomes that I desire. I'm praying, but I ain't just sitting around waiting. Even in times like these, you got to make it happen. Now, y'all know I'm from St. Louis and Memphis, but I'm from the STL Mo 314. That's St. Louis for show. Okay. So we call ourselves the Show Me State in Missouri. I'm always urging myself and others to show better than you can tell. And guess what? In times like these, you can hide yourself and do just that. Take care of you. Be the best you can be. Challenge yourself. Hide yourself and clothe yourself. Make sure that you're doing the things that are necessary to be your best. Not moisturizing completely. Now is the time to not be thirsty. Get it together. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You can do it. Now is the time, better than any time, to learn new things, to be anew, to be the best friend you can be from afar, to be the best sister, the best brother, the best wife, the best mother, the best father, the best husband. Now, y'all, it's time to sharpen those skills, okay? It's time to really think about, again, what we want and how we're going to get there, how we're taking it to the next level. And it's going to take removing ourselves from just hoping and ultimately doing what we said we would. You have to put your money where your mouth is. And I want to see you put your money where your mouth is. Again, we spend our money on the things that we want. Not always what we say we want, but what we show we want. And this process works without fail for every endeavor, whether it's big or if it's small. It works because you're starting and moving farther away from just a start and further into the journey to results. You have to see yourself beyond the start. And many of your emails, many of your questions, many of your comments, even on YouTube, have been centered around the fact that you really have not kept up with what you promised yourself. Lots of you all have told me that what has stopped you has been the changes in this year. The fact that this year just threw you off. And while I respect that. Y'all know I'm the first to talk about feelings, making sure that you're going to therapy, taking care of your mind, because, you know, our emotional health is also tied in with our physical health and vice versa. So if you're not taking care of those things, you're going to have an imbalance, and spiritually as well. So I want to make sure that you all understand that it's about really not allowing what's happening right now to stop you. And how do you do that? You have to really look at what it is. You've been through hard situations before. Now, this may be the hardest situation you've been through, but you've acquired skills and knowledge, and you've also learned a lot about yourself over the years. Don't just throw that away right now. Now it's time to kick that in gear. Your survival skills, what you want, pushing through in spite of adversity, wanting more for yourself, seeing more for yourself, allowing yourself to see everything that you said you wanted. Yeah, you're saying now that you can't go to the gym, so that's why you're not working out? Join an online fitness group, Daily Burn, Tone It Up. There are so many awesome ones that I've done videos on, y'all. They are out there. If you want something, you make it happen. You might have to make changes, maneuver, change your course, and do the different things that are necessary. But you can do it. You've done it before. Now is not the time to forget all the things you've been through to this point. And I tell you guys this all the time, even in my 100-pound weight loss, a lot of times things come up in my life and I have to remind myself that I did just that. I lost that weight and I've kept it off. That's not something that happens every day. Furthermore, I almost flunked out of my first year of college. If I had never looked past that and kept going and adjusted my goals, what I was doing and how I was getting there, I wouldn't be the Dr. Nina that many of you all love and respect today. But what you respect is that hustle, that grind, that ability to be flexible. You're not going to get to where you want to go saying that you don't have the perfect conditions. None of us will ever have the perfect conditions for success, but that gives you no excuse to give up on yourself, and I'm not going to let you. So I'm urging you guys to start with the small goals, whether it's gaining a better understanding of a friend, increasing your grade or a score, increasing your credit score, building your finances, building a stronger relationship with your friends or family members, even from afar, or even strengthening your relationship spiritually or with God. Make sure that you are taking care of what you set out to do. Don't allow obstacles to come your way and completely throw you off. Now, in the beginning, I will say, all of us took an emotional hit from all of these things that are happening, that we're seeing the state of the world in. But you know what? There's a time when we have to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and get back in the groove. Because if we don't, things will definitely not get any better. And maybe not as a whole, but you can improve your immediate space. Make yourself happy by reaching the goals and making small changes every day that yield big, big results over time. And that's exactly what we're doing in the Facebook group, the Mend Her Ship Facebook group. We are definitely challenging ourselves to make small gains weekly that lead to bigger gains for the long run. We're in this for the long haul. And with that said, you're going to take some punches. You're going to fall down, but you don't have to stay down. That's not what we're going to do. So just wishing and hoping for a change will not get the job done. Make the best happen because you are dope. And I hope that helps to set a tone for season 2 of the show, y'all. I had to get that off my chest because I'm listening to many of us make these excuses like we never have before. And now is the time to actually take life by the reins and make it exactly what we want it to be. Because when you hit rock bottom, right, all you can do is build. And what you build right now is sitting on a foundation that you have the chance to restore. So I am urging you, make use of the time. Well, that's it, y'all. Stay tuned for more and subscribe to know when I post my next episode. Sign up for my free e-newsletter at drninaellishervey.com, and you'll also receive my free 8-day supernatural video course, which is a course that you guys have really been ranting and raving about how awesome it's been for you and how it's been life-changing and challenging you to push yourself to be the best you across your life. Now, you can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Beautiful Brown Baby Doll or Dr. Nina or Dr. Nina Ellis Hervey. I want you guys to make use of all those free resources and those things to aid you in your small goals that lead to big gains. Guys, I'm so happy once again to have you here for season 2. It's going to be dope. Okay, we gonna be dope out here, and I'm so happy to have you guys along for the ride. My mentorship membership will soon be dropping, and I'm hoping you're saving your coins for that because I think it's going to be so worth it in this journey to help you get all the way to that level that you're seeking to get to. Not with whimsical instructions or self-help guides, but ways for you to really build knowledge and research-based things that have worked for not only myself, but clients. For students, for colleagues, for different people that are really looking for change in their lives. So I invite you to check out all those resources yet again. And Dr. Nina is signing out. Stay dope, y'all. Peace.